What is up, guys? How you been? Dude, I had to do an episode. After finding out all this bullshit we're dealing with, listen. Very carefully, everyone. We're American citizens. But we're getting laughed at. You know what? Everyone talks about in history, like, how we're fucking up. But let me just tell you one thing real fucking quick. Just to put it in perspective. This is the first time in history anyone's laughing at us. Right? No, we're embarrassing ourselves, but it's all good. Every now and then, you got to get caught with your pants down, right? It's all good, man. Guys, it's all good. You lose presidents, you get presidents, you get morons, you lose morons. It's what it is, babe. And at the end of the day, how is your regular life going? You know, the thing that I found is that most people that are complaining are the people with the idle fucking hands. Not saying that your idle hands is something against you. I'm saying your idle hands are... Come on. Look in the mirror a little bit. It's because, like, you know, you didn't want it either. You didn't want to be successful. You wanted to depend on everything else. It's all good. All those voices screaming out at, like, hey, we need. Listen, I'm only speaking from my perspective, but let me tell you something, and something is better than nothing. Dude, I've been working this whole time, and it's been rough, because, like, people come up to you, like, acting like you're, it's like you're diseased, right? It's like, no, I'm the mailman. Chill out. Guys, life is going to be this way for a while. Like, I waited a little while to even try to speak up on this. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because I'm too fucking dumb to really give you a broad perspective, but I'm also that naive, right? I don't know what's going on, man, you know? At the end of the day, beginning of the morning, my alarm goes off saying, hey, fucker, snap back to reality. Oh, get your fucking pants on. Oh, snap back to reality. Oh, grab your postal shorts, put them on and fucking ruin your life. Is that what you think I wanted? No, dude. No. I wanted to have a more radio voice. I wanted to be able to talk like this and be like, hey, tune into this radio station right now. But I don't. I have a coarse, terrible voice. With a slight lisp, I think. Guys, we're American. Right? And that's such a stretch of the world. Dude, I've been... I was about to lie to you people and tell you I was in the... I read. No, I don't read. You know what I do? I audio book. It's just easier, man. Like, it brings you back to those days when you're, like, in kindergarten when people would read to you. Except there's no nap time. you know. Problem is, man, this is a problem. We're dumb. We're too dumb. We're too dumb. And, you know, the problem is that we're getting caught up in this, like, whirlwind of, like, hey, if you're not this way, you're this way. If you're not that way, you're this way. I never thought I'd ever say this. Can we just go back to the good old golden era of Hollywood when you can hit a kid with the car or kill someone with the car and just cut your dick off and just be a normal person? All right? Just be a normal purse. Hey, cutting your dick off is so monumental these days. Or it was. Now it's like you cut your dick off, it's like you spit a piece of gum, like you littered. Imagine people picking up dicks all over the fucking world. That's what I wanted to put in your head. Because it's funny. And then it's like kind of what you want. You know what I mean? I saw today in the news. A new lady is going to be coaching for the Boston Red Sox. Black woman. Hey, that's killer. Don't you notice, though? A little bit of strangeness. And I'm going to be real with it. Why the fuck is a woman the strangest word? Why? What does a woman know about baseball? Go ahead, counsel me, dude. Try to. But what does she know about baseball? You can go through the stats and all that shit. Like, yeah, granted, half of these dudes are nerds that can never get the job done. And then half... the other half is like rejects that played the sport but couldn't keep their mind right or this and that. So they're not ever going to play the sport. So they're out. But what's this other percentage, man? Yes, serious? Like, this is the funniest thing about everything. It's like the mistakes you try to clear up, right? It goes back to old days when I tried to sweep and, like, literally, like, my mind is so dumb and young when my mom told me to sweep. I just swept it under the rug, right? Isn't this, like, the most, like, fluorescent version of that? Like, it's like... oh, we can't. So let's just make this to cover up that. Yeah. That's where I'm at. 2021, that's where I'm at. I like to think that 2021 stands for 20 21-year-olds running the fucking nation now. Because that's what the fuck it is now. We're trapped, man. The show was supposed to be so much more. And dare I call it a show? I call it something. I got quite a few listens for just being some dickhead talking. But sometimes, you know what? Dickheads spit out a little bit of truth, and half of that truth is walking around town right now fucking taking up the oxygen, bro. It's a joke, but seriously, that's another thing. Like, you can't complain about one thing and then have 10 kids. You know what I mean? Sucking everyone else. Just stop. Speaking of kids, can we talk about something? I did the Pizzagate. I dove into the Pizzagate, and that shit is wild. so crazy. How we care more about Kim Kardashian and fucking Kanye fucking less blessed more than like these real fucking like sinister things that are going on. It's like so fucking wild. It's what makes America, America, I guess, right? It's like one of those things, say like it makes it like free speech is cool till it ain't free anymore, right? Till it costs you something. Isn't that the most simplistic way of thinking about it? Free speech ain't free until it costs you something. Duh. Doy. I mean, you really had to fucking think about that. You had to stop and think about that. Duh, don't say stupid shit. Which is very contradictory, considering that Jibber Jabber's built off that. It's all good. Guys, I've missed talking. Not really. I really haven't. I haven't had much. Because, you know, me and my girl are keeping it real. Yeah, we're just not trying to be dickheads. Plain and simple. We don't want to hurt anyone, especially our family. At the end of the day, though, like, what does it really mean? Any of this? Because if you think of it, I might be speaking out of turn, but if you think of it linearly, like from a literal perspective, like timeline, let's go, let's stretch this fucking thing out. Let's take this pretzel and stretch it. All right? So we stretch it out, we're looking at it. It's like, even this little minuscule shit that we're fighting over, like, I'm not saying the Black Lives Matter, that's the most important, but I'm saying, like, this other shit, all this other extra, like, all this other shit. It's like, man, can't we just all chill out? That's it, not get along, chill out. It's getting rough, man. Because you know why it's getting rough? This is why it's getting rough. It's because people that don't really give a fuck, because like the media is gonna take it and put it up there, and then you have, you know, they leave it to like, okay, there's narratives that if you wanna take those narratives, they're like highways. You can go and go with a fucking full distance. Right? But like, if you care about your life, you can create any narrative. Hey, you want to go live in a tent right there on Sunset Boulevard, 3 blocks down from my apartment, and you want to pay nothing while I pay $2,000? Hey, Papa, that's your decision. Papa and Papette, that's your decision. Right? You want to walk around with a little dirt on your legs and do whatever the fuck? Your decision. But good news out of all this is I'm fucking leaving L.A. No, 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 no. I'm not jumping ship like that. Don't get me wrong, you fucking stupidos. No, I'm leaving. Because me and my girl are trying to get better things. We want a family. We can't raise one in an apartment. And life is getting real fucking serious, guys. I love it, though. You know, I plan my whole life to be a good father. That's all I planned out. You know what I mean? I'm going to teach him the intricate parts of life. How about that? I was going to try the intricacies, but I can't say the word, obviously. So I'm just going to go with another one. or a different version. It's all good. You get it, right? You guys got it. And so that's 2021. That's where I'm aiming. All I gotta do is keep my mind located on the prize, because honestly, all this shit, all this distractions and hurt people. I mean, come on, man. You can only be sympathetic for so long before you're just like, fuck everyone. I gotta worry about M.E., dude. M.E., man. M.E. Guys, I haven't done a podcast in a long time. You know what? I listened to a few. No, I'm gonna shut up. But I think that maybe 2021 is the time where I really step out of my show and I show the person I'm supposed to be. No, seriously. I think I had such disappointment for 2020 because I expected a lot more out of myself, as far as I thought, you know, I'd get up on stage at least once a month and practice this whole trade and get into it. Now I got like kind of like shimmy showed out, and now like it's like comedy's only left for the diehards, which, I mean, I don't want to claim I'm a diehard, but I love it. Or for the people that already kind of made their imprint. And I blame myself for not really diving in. But same day, dude. When you live in liberal nation, it's tough, man. It's tough to make jokes. Because I guarantee you right now, I guarantee a bunch of my friends live out in New York. I have friends out in New York and shit. Like, that, you know, are gay. I guarantee the irony of all this shit is that these Republicans are acting like real agates, baby. For real. Like, and that's the irony. That's the ironing board, bro. Every now and then, you got to get your shirt ironed the fuck out, man. So, I mean, everyone's been playing golf, right? Everyone and their fucking moms golfs now. And it's just like, okay, that's cool. That's something to do. But, you know, if the nation's falling apart, how much do you blame that on the media? How much do you blame that on yourself? I blame myself, man. I wear a shirt that was supposedly our job was going out. It's not going out, guys. Let me tell you something right now. It ain't going out, man. Because you know why? As long as people, human people, owe money, the internal revenue, what's the S? Service system, whatever the fuck it is, they ain't coming through your email, baby. You know where they're coming? Do me. Do me. You feel me? Guys, there's not much to argue about anymore. If you guys want to sit there and argue about your president, that's chill. But there's a lot of work to be done and to be had. Okay? You understand me? Please, 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 please. If you got a brain in that head, tell it to shut your fucking mouth up. You know why? Because it's beautiful out there, man. The world. The nation. And don't do this to me. After the Dodgers win a World Series. You fucking hear me? No, but for real, guys. I just thought maybe I should post something. Do something. Say something. Guys, dude, I've been working with a small dick for a long time. America, United States, figure it out. You know? Not the best looking dude. Got a beak on him. Small dick. It's all good. Work it out. Guys, I love you. This has been Jibber Jabber. If you guys think that I don't care, you're right. And if you think that I do care, you're right. AKA, who knows what the fuck's going on, guys? Who knows? Right? Like, I've been watching movies. I mean, I've been watching TV. I've been watching all that shit. And I've kept my mind off of the news and the chaos. But lately, it's like, damn. There's some disconnect. I mean, if you guys have ever trusted the government before, you guys never read a fucking book, dude. I mean, come on. Guys, keep it real, keep it classy, keep it slutty if you want to. It's 2021. Remember, it's 2021. Ain't shit changed but numbers. All right? Love y'all. This is my Jibber Jabber, and I've been jibbing jabbing. Guys, if you guys want to check out more Jibber Jabber content, too bad. I ain't doing that Patreon shit. I ain't doing none of that. But if you guys feel so, like, inclined, go ahead and rate me. Give me some good shit. Give me some bad shit. I don't give a fuck. Right? I don't give a fuck. Monetarily, I'm getting nothing from this shit. Meaning that I'm doing it for nothing, pretty much. So, like, what the fuck are you guys doing at the end of the day? Hey. Never tried to be a motivational speaker, but if I'm this dumb and this stupid doing this type of shit, maybe you should get off your ass and, you know, put it into full effect. Guys, I love ya. Always have. Always will. Go follow Jibber Jabber. Go tell your friends. Go listen. Anyways, keep it real. Always. Love ya. And remember, shut up, dude.